your host, David Yanez, and you're listening to Midwatch with the Riff. Thank you for tuning in, and we are excited about this week. We've been going over the last day or so, we've been going over the different music ministries that are coming on the air with us. Today we're going to talk about Miss Julie Elias. She's got an interview with us. We'll put on in just a few minutes. Kind of feel like a disc jockey now because I'm playing music and putting these artists' music on there, and I think that everyone should hear some of their music. In fact, I may play Julie's song in just a few minutes and let you hear it. She only has one of the songs with us. She's just finishing up her new album, and she is with what records is she with? I need to figure this out here. Either way, she's a blessing. She's going to be on the new music channel that we've been having for the last year, and we're going to see what people think and stuff. If you want to see some of her information, let me go ahead and pull this up. You'll hear most of this on the interview and on our interview, so it's fine to hear it again. But if you go to revmedianetwork.com and you head into the music artist part of it, you will see her. She has a very long bio there. I'm going to have to shorten some of that, but it was all just put together really quick. She's played for different events. In fact, she's been on the card as far as singing professionally at Disney World, I believe, and she's been on the stage, and she appeared on the Talent Spotlight stage with Mercy Me, Newsboys, Skillet, Jeremy Kent. I can't say that one. It's a long name. And some other people as well. But you'll enjoy her worship-type music, and we believe that she's going to be a blessing. And whenever you're thinking about of hearing any of this stuff, you know you can go on to the music artist part, and you can hear some of this and see where and see a sample of stuff. And I'm going to play her song in just a minute, then we'll play the full interview for you. But I tell you what, when I first met her, I'm telling you, she's tall, she's beautiful, almost like a model, a supermodel, and she's just gorgeous. She's just a good-hearted person. She's led praise and worship at different churches all over the country. Recently, I believe she was up in Denton or Dallas, and she was leading some service worship over there as well. But her heart was good. Her heart was good, and it's a good thing that she stopped by our interview booth at the NRB, and this last NRB in February, that she was with us. And some of these shows that we're putting on recently, they're just going to be shows just with some of the people we interviewed out there. I know all of our interviews, if you want to listen to every one of the interviews we have, they are there on our website, under archives. It should be there under archives. If not, I'll make sure I'll put the link there, and that way you can see some of the interviews and stuff. You know what? I don't think I have a link there. I'll have to, let me write a note there for me, because I don't think I actually have the link for the NRB. Oh, today's been a day of just filling out paperwork and getting things done. I'm not rushing towards a tax deadline, praise God, no, but I am getting other paperwork done. I have a business corporation, and have a 501c ministry as well, Rev Ministries, and David Yanez Ministry. So we're just getting all the paperwork done. We have due dates on all these information that the government requires us to file every year, and there's just so many things that got to get done. So I've been on the paperwork trail today, and also at troubleshooting this laptop, which I finally got the network card to work on it. There wasn't working before, and just some settings, very simple, but you have to go to a how-to type thing to fix it, and I had time today to mess with that. And it's just crazy, because most of my reports I do are on one computer. And this year there were some updates done to those computers, and now I just switched to another computer. And I'm not going to bore you. I'm just going to tell you that God is awesome. I'm excited that my brother, Gabriel Yanez, you don't hear me talk about him much, but he is going to be joining me here at the station. He also is going to be joining me at my church and helping with our children's ministry. But he has made the decision to come over to help us, and he's been working with other ministries and stuff, and he just felt led that this time he's going to work with me to get some of these things running and to get things moving. I told him I'd put you to work, and there's a lot you got to learn. But if you just want someone to fellowship with, I'm here. But if you want to work with me, that's fine. That's a whole different thing. I have other ministries that I'm praying that he plugs in with, that he will fit in, and with his giftings and stuff, and gain more confidence. And you know, you're only going to get confidence as you use your gift. You're only going to get confidence as you move around for the Lord. You will. I mean, you will get confidence. When I hold healing ministries, you know, I know God's going to show up. But that's because of years and years of holding healing ministries. When I put together different events around the world, it took confidence for the first trip to India, the second trip to India, the third trip to India. And now when we go back, we just have a confidence that we know what to expect and how God operates in it. So confidence is a big, big thing. And the reason I'm focusing on that particular topic for this week, confidence, is because it's what makes or breaks you. Not to go back to a basketball or sports analogy or whatever, but Larry Bird was asked one time, and if you don't know Larry Bird, I recommend you going and downloading some videos of him and the time that he played. And he basically said, in one of the greatest legends of all in basketball, he basically said that the playoffs was where the men were separated from the boys. He goes, you got to have a mentality to win. And if you can win in the big stage. He also said recently in an interview that some guys just can't play in the fourth quarter. You know, he used to get like nauseated and stuff before he went to play in the fourth quarters or in some big games. And eventually that went away, but it always came to him and stuff. It just made him know that he had to be confident to get into each of those games. And I tell you what, if you look at that, think of it as the same thing in ministry. It's the same thing that we face whenever we take on a new challenge for God. And that is that we got to be confident in it. You know, if I'm confident and I go up on the stage to do whatever I do, whether if I'm a singer, whether if I'm an actor, whether if I'm a praise and worship, whether I'm the one that preaches the word, whether I evangelize, I have to have confidence in everything that I do. When I do the books for ministries, I have to have confidence that I'm making the best product and that I'm confident in what my abilities are. Now, faith is going to take you so far. Praise God. It needs to happen. Faith is important. It is the way we please God. But if you don't have any confidence to put into that faith, then my brother, my sister, it's going to be hard for you to move around and get the things done that you got to get done. With that all said, let me give you my address. Revelation Ministries, P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas 77325. Again, that address is P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas 77325. And you can write me on an email if you want, david@revmedianetwork.com. david@revmedianetwork.com. I want to tell Mr. Matt in Kansas City, thank you for purchasing the book the other day off our website. Now, if you purchase the book off our website, I appreciate that. That adds to our ministry. It adds to the things that we do. My book, Almost Out of Grace, has been in production and on, has been in the industry for a couple of years now. But you know, everyone that sees it has seen it for the first time. So praise God. It's a new book to those that see it for the first time. And it is a book that will help you in relationships. I've had men order this book almost more than women. And that's a good thing. Because that's just showing me that a man want to figure out how to get things right in their relationships. And want to have someone to love. Don't you want a man that you want to love? Don't you want a man that wants to love you? That wants to figure out how to get things right in his heart? Well, that's going to set me up for my next book. I'm going to start writing another relationship book since I see that I have a gifting and helping people in relationships. I'm going to fulfill the prophecy and I'm going to walk and write another book. I'm just playing with you, my friends. But I am working on another relationship book, and prayingly, it'll be done within the next couple of months. And the next book for me is just a revised edit, a better color copy of it as well, on the cover and everything, and it's called The Recruit. I'll have that out pretty soon. In fact, I'm just toying with the interior a little bit more, and I'm just toying with the drawing on the front, the cover. I'm not satisfied. Even though I had some good ideas, I'm still not satisfied. So I'm going to keep working with that cover because this is the last time I'm updating that book. And I just want to put a good book because I've had a couple of returns on it because the print job is not the greatest. I'm not talking about Almost Out of Grace. I'm talking about The Recruit. And I mean, Military Life and the Power of God is the name of it. So if I put it as the recruit, I think I'm going to sell a few more copies. And this is going to be a better edit, professionally edited version. The first version wasn't professionally edited. Had a few people look over it, but never really got a professional editor on it. So with that all said, I want to encourage you, because we're going to talk to Miss Julie Elias, and we're going to see how it's a short interview, so I may be able to squeeze a second interview for one of our new music guests as well, Teresa Scanlon, Miss USA 2011. She is now on Rev Media Network. We interviewed her, and she is gorgeous, and she's just a good-hearted woman of God and doing the work of God and voicing the very power of God in her life, and she has a song as well with us. So we're looking forward to a lot of different things. But let me play you a quick song of Miss Julie Elias, and I believe this is called Blessed One or Be Blessed. I'm not quite sure the title of this one. We're going to play it for you, and we'll see how it sounds. Let me cue it up. This is Julie Elias.
In the morning when you rise, I bless the sun, I bless the sky. I bless your lips, I bless your eyes. My blessing goes with you. In the nighttime when you sleep, oh, I bless you, I watch, I keep. As you lie in slumber deep, you. This is
Welcome to the show. This is your host, David Yanez, and you're listening to a special Midwatch with the Rev here at the NRB. We're here yesterday, did a Sunday show. You know I never do Sunday shows. But when we're out here visiting, it's a good thing to do. We have someone very exciting, very beautiful as well, and very tall. My goodness. And that's Miss Julie Elias.
Elias.
Julie, tell us what you're doing here at the NRB.
Well, I'm actually getting ready to get my first album out there of all original tunes. It comes out in June this year. And I just had, I heard lots of great things about NRB and have the opportunity to meet some people and come meet you, David. And I'm just excited.
Amen. We're excited to have you here. We're excited that you're actually being able to visit us. I know that there's a lot of other places you could be right now.
There's a lot going on, but you know, I've heard great things about you guys, and so I definitely wanted to.
Oh yeah, we have a good listening audience. But tell me about this. Tell me about your new album that you just put together.
Well, you know, it was my first experience ever writing songs that actually were meant to go somewhere. You know, I've always enjoyed songwriting, always enjoyed music, but never really pictured that it would be on something that's an album that reflects me. And these songs are really based out of my personal experiences of the last couple years, and a lot of them include the scriptures that helped comfort me or provide answers when I was going through these hard times.
Okay.
And set to a rockin' beat.
Now, you've always been in praise and worship. How'd you get into that?
You know, I've always been a part of music in a church as far as
keep going. So you've always been involved with praise and worship
fashion? Doing plays as a child.
Okay.
And praise and worship team, middle school, high school, and luckily, every time I'd come.
But so are you currently doing praise and worship at a church right now?
I've recently just moved to Dallas.
Dallas.
And, trying to get involved in some churches there, and found a great church, and I'm excited to, you know, work with them and their music.
Tell me about the 2011 Night of Joy Festival at Walt Disney World.
Oh, that was amazing. That was actually my first time performing any original songs in public.
Oh, really? Were you nervous?
I was so nervous.
Oh, my goodness.
So nervous.
So were you not in a Mickey Mouse suit or anything?
No. Thank goodness I got to wear my own clothes.
Okay, because I'm about to say they dress you and so nobody could see who you were. So you weren't a character.
I got to be Julie.
What do they call them? Characters or something like that? Yeah, you weren't a character.
I got to be Julie.
Okay.
And it was great. It was a new talent spotlight stage. And across from Pirates of the Caribbean, so basically people waiting in line were able to listen to music, which I know I would have loved if I was in their position. And again, like I said, first time debuting some of these songs, and had a great reception, especially some teenage girls that I kind of have been gearing the music toward, you know, teenage youth. And for them to come up and say what these songs meant to them after hearing them at a theme park was just amazing. And I was lucky enough to perform Friday and Saturday night. So
okay.
By the time Saturday night came around, those nerves were gone.
Well, that's neat. Now, this was in Florida, right?
Yes, correct.
Okay.
Magic Kingdom.
Yeah. So did you get a lot of good feedback from other people as well?
Absolutely. I've had some great feedback. And one of my favorite comments that I've gotten from people so far is, it doesn't sound like Christian music.
There's cool.
Cliche sometimes, I think. And for people who wouldn't normally listen to Christian music to enjoy these songs, that is like success.
And how did you feel with your name being featured with Newsboys, Gillette, Jeremy Camp?
It was surreal. I mean, you know, naturally they have the different stages. They have the huge stages in front of Magic Kingdom. But even to be a part of something like that and have people from all over the world come to see professional music that, you know, speaks to them, it was amazing to be a part of. And I hope I can do it again in the future.
Now tell me about Fear Not Tomorrow.
Fear Not Tomorrow was a worship experience I was involved in. It was based on Ruth Graham's book about her same title, Fear Not Tomorrow, kind of her testimony. And I was fortunate enough to get involved with a church that was doing a music project, all original songs based on this. So
okay.
It was kind of, she would speak and a song. She would speak in a song. And the song I sang was called Undone. And I was able to sing it at the premieres on the CD and on a DVD that will be coming out this spring.
Okay.
And it was right after her testimony about having to talk to her own father, Reverend Billy Graham.
Okay.
And it was just, you know, it was a gorgeous song. And it was just the placement of it. And we've all had those moments of feeling undone. And, like, we don't know what to do. There's only one thing to turn to.
Yeah.
And to have that song was just, it was a huge, it was hugely flattering. And I loved it.
Oh, wow. Wow. Now, who's influenced you?
Influenced me.
Yeah. What kind of artists out there? And
you know, I love music.
Okay.
I really do. Like, I have everything from musical theater interest to Journey and classic rock. And
yeah.
I have to say, influences that are current, I think Carrie Underwood is great. She does some great songs and, you know, lives a really
good,
honest life.
Yeah.
And,
she seems simple. She seems,
exactly.
Yeah.
And she's great. I mean, I think there's definitely some influences of her in my music. And then, you know, the praise and worship staples like Amy Grant and Christy Knuckles. I just think they sing with a lot of passion. They may not have the 3-octave range that some people are wowed by, but they sing with heart, and that's what I try to do.
Well, that's awesome. That's awesome. Now, so you've acted, have you?
I did. I did.
Tell me about this.
Well, I did a musical theater in college.
Okay.
And thought I wanted to go in the acting direction and moved to Los Angeles. And,
okay.
You know, like one of a billion people that live down there.
Oh, absolutely.
But had some great opportunities doing some background work, like extras.
Okay, yeah.
And it kind of became a game trying to get on what TV shows I wanted to get on. And
oh, cool.
I got on Grey's Anatomy and worked there pretty regularly for about a year and a half and had some great features and even a line that said, okay, doctor. So
okay.
There's
mine. But you were on, right?
I was on, and I had lots of shots where people recognized me and...
Yeah.
I got to show my family, and it was really cool. It was a great experience.
And how was it different now than what you do? I mean, because I know you acted in, mm-hmm. in almost every Hollywood set's going to be the same.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the mm-hmm. terminology, the way they talk, the way the mentality is, mm-hmm. and how they're trying to move up and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But now you're in the Christian world,
mm-hmm.
and you're starting to go out and sing. So what's the difference of the mentality in the two places?
You know, it's very different. I think there's certain things that you need to do in Hollywood in order to be successful.
Yeah.
And I feel like there's a lot, and I don't want to step on any toes, but there's a facade almost that, you know, this is my Hollywood personality. This is the type I'm trying to be today. Whereas Christian music, you are singing as yourself.
Yeah.
You know, and you have to be honest and you have to be transparent or people are going to see through that. Whereas Hollywood, you are playing a character, you know?
Oh, wow.
And I think that's... It's an adjustment, but it's definitely freeing.
Wow. You know, well, name some of the shows that you were on.
I worked on, Grey's Anatomy. I worked on CSI New York quite a bit. Community. What else was on there? There was quite a bit. NCIS.
Okay.
And
I watch a lot of those.
I got to do some of those. Really?
I may have seen you. Now I'm going to go back. What years was this?
This would have been, oh, goodness me, 2009, 2010, 2011.
Okay.
Those seasons.
Oh,
so,
well, that's,
you know,
pretty recent. That's pretty recent.
Yeah,
so,
I came straight to Dallas.
So what made you make the switch?
You know, it was...
I mean, you sound like you were on a good spot there, a good career starting, because you all start with the extras and you just keep going.
Yeah, you have to start somewhere in anything you do. And there was something missing. I've always been... My parents have always been so supportive and wanted me to be happy. And I didn't have that happiness, even though it seemed like I was doing all these really great things.
Okay.
And, you know, I was encouraged by a couple people that I've known for a long time to check out music. You know, it's always been something that I've loved, and I played piano growing up.
Did
I played
you sing
guitar,
as well?
I sang.
Okay.
I just loved it. I just always thought it was for fun, a hobby.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I prayed about it for about 2 months and journaled, and I just was like, you know what? I'm just going to try it. I'm just going to jump in. And it was amazing what kind of doors God opened as soon as I basically...
And where did you go? Where did you go originally? Right when you started music, where was this?
I stayed in LA for a little bit, and you know, realized that if I really wanted to do this, it was more conducive to live in a place that was centrally located because there's a lot of travel involved. As you know,
I bet, yeah.
And just, you know, with so many opportunities and amazing churches and conferences and people, there's just, you know, there's Texas and the South is a Mecca for that.
Oh, absolutely. I do a lot of traveling, preaching, and visiting. I help churches with live stream, live events, and there's just a good heart out there.
There really is.
Yeah.
And it's like, I've always been about people. I love people.
And when they see that you're real,
mm-hmm.
and when they see that you come in, that you want to be a blessing,
mm-hmm.
that door just opens wider, and they'll just do anything for you.
Absolutely.
And you know,
some of my favorite things that I've heard is, you know, the comments that people say, like, about this song meant to me. I mean, I gave the song I sang from the Fear Not Project to a friend who was non-believer and had cancer, and she just was like, she actually called my mom in tears and just said that song meant more to me than any card or any consolation. And I said, this is why I'm doing this.
Amen. So with that, what kind of songwriting style inspires you, or how do you?
You know, again, I'm a bit of a rocker at heart. I like to have a good time, and you know, if you can combine, you know, people getting interested.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
If you can combine that entertainment with worship,
mm-hmm.
that's just, I feel like you've nailed it. And
okay.
That's what I'm striving to do.
Amen. And amen. What's in plans for 2012?
plans, this new album, like I said, comes out this spring, and I've actually started booking a tour already without people even hearing the music. So exciting. And, you know, to continue that, I would love to do some outdoor festivals this summer.
Okay.
And then again, have some stuff lined up for the fall, and then Christmas comes around again. It's just, I just want to get out there.
Oh, wow. So tell me about, I know we're not in Christmas, but tell me about your Christmas album. I want to know about this one.
Well, I love Christmas, and that happened to be a great timing on my part, on the part of my producer. And we just said, you know, let's just do it. We don't know how busy I might be next year. And we wrote 3 originals.
Okay.
And if I had my way, I would have written 10 originals, but they said, it's Christmas, you got to do songs.
Yeah.
But there's some really cool arrangements, some really fresh arrangements.
Okay.
And it's...
You know, it's not Christmas season, but we just finished it, and I love Christmas music. So, and it's always good to have around, because you know, just find that good artist and everything. So, in your next album, what is it titled?
It's called A Wild Rose.
And tell me about this. I've seen some of the titles on this, and it's pretty eye-catching there. Breathing Room,
yeah,
what is that?
Breathing Room. Breathing Room is actually, you know, maybe not supposed to be favorites, but it's definitely one of my favorites.
Really?
I struggled for a while with forgiving some people that have hurt me.
Ooh.
And, you know, and that song, the song is directly about that, because once you get that resentment planted, it builds and builds. And before you know it, you're bitter about other things that you wouldn't normally have been upset about. And it's just, you basically create this wall that keeps you from being happy and keeps you from a relationship with God. And so that's what the song is about. Lord, I need some breathing room.
Okay.
My life is keeping me from you.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I tell everybody, because when it comes to forgiveness,
mm-hmm.
and being a preacher, you know, I always have something mm-hmm. to talk about forgiveness. There's, you know, God's forgiveness, and then there's man's forgiveness.
Absolutely.
When Peter came to Jesus and said, how many times should we forgive? 7? And Jesus said, no, 70 times 7. Well,
mm-hmm.
man's instance, well, I'm just going to give you a limit. And God's forgiveness is there's no limit.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think God wants us to forgive for ourselves. Because I know once I was able to forgive these people that had hurt me, it was a weight that had lifted and I was better. You know, they maybe never knew the true forgiveness that I, you know,
absolutely.
I felt. But it was a release for me, and that was amazing.
Absolutely. Now, and when is this CD going to be out?
It'll be available on my website at the end of March, and it'll be available released in June.
Okay, now give us that website.
It's www.julieeliasmusic.com.
Well, that's so easy.
Yes.
Elias music.com.
Yes.
Right? Well, that is awesome. And what's your plans here at the NRB? You got more interviews? More?
Yeah, a couple more things today.
You performing here?
No, unfortunately not. Unfortunately.
Okay.
That would have been fun. Maybe next year.
Okay, and again, give them your contact information.
Okay, it's www.julieeliasmusic.com.
Well, Julie, I'd like to thank you for coming out. You did get your book, correct?
I did. Thank you. I'm so excited about it. I didn't know I got a book out of it.
Yeah, read it. If you want to write me a review, just shoot me a review on what you
Absolutely,
thought. And I'll include it on the cover or inside. I'd really appreciate it.
Great.
Thank you for coming, sweetie.
So
and I'll be in contact with you.
Okay. Thank
okay.
You so
God
much.
Bless you.
Good luck.
And that was Miss Julie Elias, and that was an interview that we did back in 2011 NRB, which was just a couple of months ago. For those that are just tuning in, if you just caught the end of that, you can hear the full broadcast of this today and when I repost this in our archives and stuff. Well, I just tell you, I mean, that just shows you that God is able to take and change things. She was already in a successful career. Well, about to start budding in that. I mean, she was an extra in several shows and was able to stay on a very popular show as an extra and for a year and a half. And she did other different types of shows here and there. And she was able to go around to different sets and begin to get noticed. And that's how you start your ministry, your business or your ministry or your acting job. You just keep going and going, and it eventually takes off. And God called her to do something completely different and to get back into doing the Lord's work, which is praise and worship. And, you know, no matter where you're at, God's going to use you. And I'm sure she was used on the sets and location that she was at, but God had a bigger plan. And the plan was to continue to move in the worship and music ministry. So whatever your plans are, you got to continue again. I'm going to say the word again, confidence. You got to get confidence in what you're doing. Trust that God sent you, because you know what? If you can't believe that you're sent, then how are you going to change people? You know, I told my friend this. We're having a meeting of prayer with him, and it was just fellowship. And then I told him, you know, that I mentioned this to someone one time when they weren't doing what God wanted them to do, and they weren't standing up when they need to stand up, and they were just going with the crowd. And I said, you know what? You got to have guts to do what God tells you to do. Because if you ain't got no guts to do it, then you ain't being called, because you're not ready to do the work of the Lord. Anyway, my friends, I'll leave you with that. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in. And we'll see you tomorrow on Midwatch with the Rev. We're going to continue this week of music. And next week, we're going to have a couple of authors on the show with us. God bless you. We'll be right back. Well, we won't be right back. We'll be back tomorrow. Praise God. We'll catch you tomorrow. God bless you. Thank you for listening to the show.